Maskless see monoconscious feminists as hateable hypocrites who trash men for the relatively minor ways that men oppress women, in brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., compared to the far worse ways that women oppress men, in brackets, for example, the big three of the maskless, that is, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, close brackets, which are horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men that are far more serious than the gender crimes that men commit against women, that you monoconscious feminists keep harping on. We masculisted men are fed up with your misandry, so we aim to shut it up by crushing women like you, by making your life miserable, by depriving you of men, hence making you loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, rejected viciously, both socially and sexually, by having bi-conscious masculists educate men to become bi-conscious, brackets, that is, teaching their masculist ideas, so that these men learn that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse, so that when he sees some monoconscious feminists trashing men in public, he gets extremely angry at the sheer hypocritical gender political ignorance of that woman and bites her fucking head off with a vicious masculine diatribe against her, making her feel utterly worthless, undeserving of any man's attention, forcing her to learn some masculism so that she too becomes bi-conscious, thus making her a lot nicer for men to be with, since she will have lost her feminazi bitchiness against men that monoconscious feminism teaches her, by realizing that in reality women oppress men worse. This is the end of part one, but since it broke, I'll just continue straight on. If you have a monoconscious male feminist boyfriend, then you had better bloody well become bi-conscious yourself before he does. Because if not, then if he's bi-conscious and you remain monoconscious, then he will see you as a real hypocrite, a bigot, an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot. He will then become disgusted with you and then, in capital letters, dump you. It's likely that over the next few years, several million, literally, monoconscious feminists will be dumped by their biconscious masculine boyfriends, husbands, partners, thus making their ex-monoconscious feminist girlfriends, wives, partners, miserable, forcing these women to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths. We masculisted men are fed up with your misandry. Stop blaming men for all your female problems. Masculism will force women to grow up, to fip up, brackets, fip, F-I-P equals, financially independent person, close brackets, to bother to get career competent education so that women become fips as adults and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy equals, masculist label for a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, close brackets. To manslave a man for decades and for one father in four, divorce raping him in the hated, fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system. Masculist arguments are more morally powerful than feminist arguments. Masculists are abolitionists who see man's slavery as slavery, and hence something to be hated and to be at war against. Masculists have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit these horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. For example, the masculist big three of man's slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering. If you trash men publicly with your feminazi claptrap, we masculists will bite your fucking head off. We will harangue you out of the room. We will give you the message, and to like-minded monoconscious feminazis in your presence, that if you remain monoconscious, That is, if you don't bother to learn Maskus' ideas, that is, learn that gender oppression is a two-way street, then your life is going to be made a misery by nearly every man that you come across. He will spit in your face. He will chew you out. He will be very violent with you. Some of the more physically violent of the bi-conscious masculists will not even bother using words with you. They will simply bitch slap you. That is, they will slap you across the face with full male force. Since men on average are three times stronger across the chest than the average woman, such a bitch slap will be excruciatingly painful and be an experience that you'll never want to have again for the rest of your life. Millions of other women will absorb this bi-conscious masculine hatred of monoconscious feminism and become bi-conscious themselves, who will then see you as a monoconscious hypocritical bigot and lash out at you as well. Since women are much more herd animals than men, for example, look at women's fashion. You monoconscious feminazis will be strongly influenced by the existence of millions of bi-conscious feminists who will motivate you to become bi-conscious more effectively than male masculists can. So summarizing, this flyer claims that the time is ripe for masculists of either sex to attack monoconscious feminists by either forcing them to rot on the shelf by making them manless, or by being so verbally violent against them that they become afraid to trash men publicly. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, so have to be stopped by crushing monoconscious feminazi beliefs. Monoconscious feminists have so soured the minds of young women with their monoconscious feminist beliefs that in the US now, two-thirds, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, seeing them as undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism, brackets, according to a Pew, P-E-W, Research Center poll in 2022, close brackets. Thus, these young men do not give young women their sperm. So the birth rate crashes, so the population crashes, and hence bi-conscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as indirect geociders who have to be stopped or humanity wipes itself out. Thus, over the next few years, there are going to be millions of bitter arguments between monoconscious feminists and bi-conscious masculists, until nearly all monoconscious feminists have been either converted into bi-conscious feminists or have been forced to rot on the shelf by men totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, making these women's lives utterly miserable, which is what should happen to women who are genociders. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskus tab for 740 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.